This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today. Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Bronze Roofing, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather. All right, it's 83 down on the island in Galveston, and one thunderstorm. I kind of worked up right in the middle of Trinity Bay as I was leaving the house this morning, went over Smith Point. It's headed across Bolivar Peninsula, a few showers out in the Gulf, but looks like partly cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High of 89, west winds 5 to 10, that rain chance 30%, and for today, could be more in certain places, but that's for G-Town. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low around 80, north-northwest winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 88, and east-northeast winds will be 5 to 10. And looking at current conditions around the complex, offshore, we have a west-southwest wind at 9 to 11. Air temperature is 85, water temp 87, and at Eagle Point, it's 87 or 84 degrees with 87.8 degree water. We'll just call that 88. West wind at 2 to 3, and at Morgan's Point, it's 81 degrees with 87 degree water temp, and east-northeast winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. And looking at the Star Tournament leaderboard, let's get that knocked out real quick. We try to do that at least every other hour, top of it anyway. Still just only two tagged reds, the red tag, the Texas Ford Dealers red tag division, Gary Merchant and Nate Appella. Those have been confirmed. And the blue tag division, that's for the transport boat Mercury Coastline package. There's five tagged reds weighed in that division. You have Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. And then looking at the inshore division, sheephead division is still being led by Eric Harper of Houston, a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead. And then the gaff top is led by Cherie Andrada of Crosby, a 6-pound, 14-ounce gaff top. And leading black drum is Jason Smith from Sour Lake, a 15-pound, 10-ounce black drum. Offshore, the Hall Power Offshore Division, leading kingfish right now is 51 pounds, 4 ounces, caught by Leslie Mabin of Groesbeck. Leading Dorado is Cameron Hubner of Fulshear. That was a 37-pound, 3-ounce Dorado. And the leader in the Ling Division now is Cody Milton of Corpus, 93 pounds, 5 ounces, and Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, 25 pounds, 8 ounces. So there's your star leaderboard update. All right, let's head over to Sabine now, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What's happening?
Oh, down to about 181.
181.
Yeah, that's my weight right now. I've been steady losing weight. And then I got on a plateau. And no, not really. I guess, you know, when I got on Ozempic for that spell, I got my stomach shrunk, and I just don't eat that much anymore.
Yeah.
I just kind of nibble, you know.
How did you get on that Ozempic? What made you do that?
Well, a doctor got prescription for it, and, you know, I'm type 2 diabetic, I guess. You know, I kind of fluctuate
right
back and forth with my A1C a little bit. But, he gave me a prescription for Ozempic, and it was after the first of the year, my insurance changed, and I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, I bought it from my wife for about 2 months, and then we couldn't afford it together. So, but she's doing okay. Her A1C is fine, and mine is still kind of teetering. But it doesn't affect me as bad as it does her. That's a funny thing. Your bodies are all different. Yeah. But, I lost down from 222 to 181. And I seem to be stabilized right there, somewhere around 180, 181. But I'm lighter on my feet, buddy.
Well, that's good.
Sure am. Yeah, hey. And if you have any kind of a weight problem at all, that stuff will take it off of you.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know anybody that can get me on that stuff. Sounds like it's pretty easy. I know a lot of people that do it.
Yeah.
It's a magic weight loss deal, and they're not diabetic. And I said, well, don't they need that medicine for diabetics? They said, no, there's plenty of it. If you know the right people, you can get it. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get it prescribed. Yeah. That's not hard. But, and I'm off of it now because I can't afford it. So I don't think I really need it. I've got my weight under control.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. But yesterday we had an odd day fishing. The trout were biting pretty good. We wound up catching a lot of small ones. And had 15 real nice ones. But we had to, it was like two here, one over there, three over here. You know, we just played rotational spots. just like moving around, bobbing and weaving. Mm-hmm. And the water's fairly clear, but the tide finally started going out. It was not moving at all at daylight. It was already a little bit low, and it was just sitting there for an hour and a half. We didn't do much of anything. Caught one good trout and five or six little ones, and then the tide started falling. And that's when, you know, I kept complaining to the guys. I said, we've got to have some current here to make these fish get in alignment. But we finally got them going.
Yeah, the bite hadn't been early because of the tides.
No,
tides were on
it's been weird.
Were very weak.
Yes. And finally it got cranking, going out, and that's when we started picking up the fish.
Yeah, that's the best tide. That evening out going is a negative 0.1.
Yeah, I think that's...
And that's when the best current is later in the day. And
yep,
the best bite.
You're right. Yeah, it's
you know, that current plays a key role this time of year when we get our water temperatures up. Once you start getting consistently above the mid-80s and that 87, 88, 89 surface temperature rate, then current is real critical. You know, especially where the fish have established themselves, you know, for this time of year, deeper shell and things like that. And they just depend on those cool currents to get more active, and the bait fish, too. And then you get your bite. Same old thing.
We caught a couple of nice trout in 14 and 16 foot of water yesterday.
Goodness gracious.
Isn't that something? But that wasn't the rule, but they were really solid fish. So, mm-hmm. And I thought, boy, if there were more of these, I'd be, you know, grazing in tall grass here. So.
Well, we're slowly growing. You know, there's every day everybody catches, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5, maybe sometimes 10 oversized trout. I never thought I'd live to say, call a trout oversized. Never thought I'd live to say that. Got some overs.
No.
Got some overs.
Well, we don't get very many overs. It's they're pretty much 17, 18 inches. And every once in a while we'll catch 21 or two or three. But
Avoiding any freezes or any disasters, you know, severe floods or anything, we're fixing to reach the point where most of the fish you're going to be catching are going to be oversized.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Continue to grow. Then everybody's going, everybody will be whining because we can't find any pencils. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Fishery management.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the head of it.
Me too, buddy. I am with you on that. I wouldn't want to take the flack.
I'm telling you. This was a conversation around some folks the other day. We were sitting talking about it, and we've been around a long time. We've seen it with no limits, then the limit of 20, then 10, then 5, now 3, and all the rules and regulations that have been imposed on just fishing regulations in our lifetime. It's mind-boggling. You know, for every aspect of fishing.
Oh, and yeah.
It's just crazy.
It is for a fact. Oh, man.
And look what the offshore guys, I mean, you got to be a walking Webster dictionary out there to be able to identify every fish that you catch and size and rules and seasons and permits. And, I mean, it's my goodness.
And then get this, on the Louisiana side, if you go fish offshore for fish out there, you have to have an LROP. That's a tag.
What?
It's free. An LROP. LROP. And it's free, but you still have to apply for it.
Right.
It's just nuts.
And what does that does that let you do? What's the purpose of an LROP?
Oh, to catch the ling and snapper and stuff like that.
Goodness.
Offshore fish. And I hadn't caught one since they come out with that. I don't even have it this year because I ain't worried about that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into offshore anymore. I used to be, but times change. People change. Are you there, Bill? What just happened?
You with me there, buddy?
Okay, we're back now. We just had a little fade out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
Oh, I think I walked away from my Wi-Fi. I'm fixed to get in the boat out here and drive off. I'm fixed to get in the truck and go down that long, lonesome highway.
Oh, yeah. Fishing on a weekend huh?
Got to live life my way.
Weekend's been crowded over there?
Yeah, sort of. I hate fishing Friday and Saturday. I just hate it. And Sunday sometimes is just as bad.
Yeah.
If the weather is good, you know. But basically, it ain't near as crowded as Galveston Bay or Calcasieu on any day.
Yeah.
It's never that bad.
Well, the farther south you go, the worse it gets on weekends.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing. It seems like it's terrible.
Yeah, there's, man, you got the professional redfish rodeo that's going on in Port Aransas. You've got there's a tournament, an offshore tournament out of Freeport. You got the TIFF tournament in Port Isabel, South Padre. I mean, I can't keep up with all of them.
Is there any money in that professional redfish rodeo?
I really don't know. I don't keep up with it, you know, since I don't fish tournaments much anymore. But apparently there is. There's so many people fishing it. Apparently it has some money in it. Go ahead and get in your truck and everything. I'll knock out a commercial break while you're doing that.
All right.
I'll be right back at you, Bill. Hang with me, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no farther or further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience is here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back. And Bill. No Bill? Not even a little bit of Bill? Well, call him back, see what happened. Man, this day and age, Wi-Fi calling, Bluetooth and in your truck, and just back and forth, it kind of causes these things. But when you're on the go like everybody is nowadays, you've got to have a cell phone. Everybody lives by it. It's the only thing, it's the only thing that keeps everybody in touch. All right, let's see if we can talk to him again. Bill, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what was up. I've got a terrible connection with you. It's not sounding too spiffy.
I was kind of in cell hell.
Cell hell?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they call it. Anyway, I'm good to go now.
All right. Where were we?
Well, we were talking about...
Regulations and everything, all the different stuff going on. And
Yeah, this... And I have to remember two rule books. And, yes, I have to be an authority on both states, or I surely will get a ticket.
Yes. Well,
I tell you about getting checked by the Coast Guard.
Yeah, you told me that the other morning, the Coast Guard checked.
Yeah, I got checked twice in a week.
Wow.
That was crazy.
They're looking for somebody.
I showed them my yellow card and, a yellow sheet of paper they give you when you get inspected.
Right.
They said, well, we're going to inspect you anyway. I said, okay, thank you. I mean, what are you going to say?
Yeah, what do you tell them? They're the feds.
Yeah, and for the first time in my whole 26-year career, I was asked to produce my Coast Guard license by the Coast Guard.
Right.
They've never done that before. So I guess, he said, Captain, are you on a charter trip? I said, yes, sir. And he said, could I see your Coast Guard license? I said, I'd be right proud to show you that thing.
Yeah, please do. Nobody's ever checked it. Here's my OUPD.
No. Yeah. Had my throwable cushion on the deck, and my fire extinguisher was good, and all of that.
Well, that's good.
That
OUPV stands for Operator of an Uninspected Passenger Vessel. So now you're an inspected passenger vessel twice.
Yeah, I guess I've been inspected, right?
You've been inspected. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're in tall cotton. You're doing good,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir, man. I'm in an elite bunch now. But those guys were real friendly. But they were looking for somebody. I don't know.
I'm sure somebody's calling them, turning a guide in that's operating hot. Somebody running hot, and they're trying to get him.
Yeah, and there's probably those out there.
Oh, yeah,
they're
out there.
I'm not sure who they could be, but, yeah. When this license expires, I might retire, but I got about 3 more years on this one, so no sweat. 4 more years, 3.5 years, I think. It's all good.
Well, we all want to quit while we're ahead. When it gets to the point where you're no longer serving your purpose properly like you had in the past, I mean, don't be like some of these athletes and go to you just, then when you go down looking so bad, nobody remembers how good you were. All they remember is how bad you were towards the end.
That's
go out
it.
On top. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. The tide got pretty low yesterday in the slip, and when we came in, I was looking at that dock thinking, how am I going to step up there? And one of those 71-year-old men reached and grabbed my hand and helped me up there. And I thought, wow. I just had a 71-year-old man help me get on the pier.
Well, that's better than having a nanny help you.
Yeah, I guess so. That would make me really feel bad.
You know, and there's some people that just aged differently than others. You know, I've been around some, back in the day, some 80 to 85-year-olds that just run circles around you. Crazy.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I'll never forget my old Uncle Silas. He could walk along just with a stick and a shotgun. He could walk across a skinny log over slough at 81 to 83 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you know, I'm not able to do that right now.
No, I wouldn't try it. I'm afraid I'd slip and fall, and that'd be the end of it.
He looked like Moses with his staff.
Right.
Walking across. That man was something else, but nobody ever told him he couldn't do it, so he just kept on doing it.
Well, that's the deal, and once you quit doing it, you can't get it back. You got to stay with it.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, just a brief fishing report. The water's fairly clear. On high tide, if you get a good high tide, the green water comes in.
Right.
It's kind of brown-green, but you can really see down in it. And yesterday, the tide was, you know, pretty dead, and the outgoing tide was still clear enough. I mean, it was okay for fishing. You could see down in some areas about 2 feet.
That's good. That's good trout water there.
That's always good trout water every time. So, yeah, as far as the, we've got some fish now all the way up the ship channel up to Texaco Island. So that salt water has moved up there that far. And the clarity of the water up there is pretty good. There's a few flounder up there in that ship channel, that upper part. A friend of mine called me, told me he caught two or three really nice flounder in about an hour.
Yeah.
He didn't have long fish, so you just check it. And a couple of good trout up there. So all of that is now stabilizing. I mean, we're in August.
So all that water Rayburn's releasing, that's not hurting anything?
No, it's not hurting anything.
Yeah, they've dropped that lake rivers. 6 feet.
Yeah, it takes both rivers running high
to
affect the water system. So once you got two rivers going, then you got problems. But
right.
That pushes everything south. So now all the fish are trying to move north.
Well, that's what they do, especially this time of year. August is a month, movement month, you know, for fish to head north and get back to where they were before they were flushed.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do it in June, early June. And you'll wake up one day and all the fish are gone in that lower channel. It's like, what? But then you had to scramble to find out where they went.
Yeah.
That has started a little bit. They've moved up above the bridge. We had some birds working. And now we've got these falling tides, low tides now. So that's changed the picture a little bit. But, you know, it's just going to be the way it is right now for about another 2 weeks. And once they get Rayburn pulled all the way down, if we don't get a tropical storm in here, those fish will start moving back north again. They're already moving.
We're on these two tide days, which is real good for your body of water and, you know, up my way too, those two tide days like that. You get a good push of salt water, and then you get a good pull. You bring in the fresh water down and mix it in, and then back with another high. It helps. Mix it
up. It's amazing.
Turn it over. Yeah. It really is.
But I was able to catch fish yesterday on on that yellow, I guess they call it lime truce, Little John, and white K Wiggler ball tails, either and or, and some clear sparkly baits.
Right.
You could just about throw anything you wanted to throw yesterday. I mean, it was, you could catch fish on anything. Now, we started off with a glow with a lime truce tail. And after that, you could, you know, when the sun got up a little bit, and it was overcast quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big thunderstorm built up on the end of the jetty and moved across. And all those guys that went out there got wet. Wet.
I bet.
It just popped up out there. You know, that's how that happens. It just makes, the Gulf makes weather. That's just all you can say about it. So.
Well, but, hopefully for hurricane season, the Gulf doesn't make any weather this year. We don't want any.
Oh, I hope not.
Wouldn't it be nice to go all the whole season without having to worry about that?
It would, man.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, somebody wants to come over and fish Sabine Lake with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
All right. 409-673-9211. And fishsabinelake.com on the web.
All right, buddy. You got it. Well, Bill, have a good day. Be safe out there. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Later. All right. Well, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 435 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh, Lake Conroe. What's going on, Richard?
Not a lot, Biggie. How you doing this morning?
I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
Good deal. Ain't no doubt. So,
yes, sir.
I hear you. With them dang goofy old hybrids, they're still biting a little bit, but I'm having to hunt them down.
It's kind of slowing down a little bit, isn't it?
It's been
that 2 or 3 weeks ago, but at least you're still catching a few anyway.
I know. That's the thing. You know, like yesterday, I think we only had 3 of them, but it's one of those things where, like I say, I've been kind of hunting them down and stuff like that, and there's a decent little school. I mean, they're not any real big fish. They're 19 inchers and stuff like that. So it's, 18 is what it takes to keep them. But we ended up keeping 3 yesterday and then went and got on some catfish, you know, and had hooked up to 1 30 pounder and had, I think we ended up keeping 24.
I 24 saw that picture holding nice that up. It looked bigger than 30. That was, that's a big old melon-headed catfish, buddy.
I guarantee you, that little boy, he was, you know, it's fun how you got to teach these guys how to reel them in. Now, he's, you know, that little boy, I think he's like 15 or so, but when they get on the rod and they get them big fish, they want to crank while them fish are pulling drag, and you got to tell them you can't do that. Just let them wear their self out.
You don't
wear
spinning your wheels in a mud hole. You know,
I guarantee
line's leaving and you're turning the handle. No, just let it run. Yeah. Then turn the handle. Save your energy.
That's right. You're there to wear that fish out, not to wear yourself out. You do that. I know offshore they do it a lot too, because especially like when we were sword fishing the other day. I mean, good night. Some of them guys are cranking, and they ain't making no headway. It's like, come on, dude, get off the gas. Just let him pull a little bit. Whenever he gives you some slack, you give him it. Just crank down on him, you know. And that's the thing, you know. Some of these, you know, like them youngsters especially, but when you see some of the older guys doing it, it's like, come on, man, get off the gas. Just pull on him, let him pull. Whenever he stops, you reel down on him. And, you know, you can't, especially with spinning, light tackle spinning reels, you can't just crank on them whenever they got a lot of pressure on there. So when you rear back on that rod, just to let him pull, and then finally he'll stop. When he stops, start reeling down on him, you know, drop your rod tip down to him and crank on it, you know, and that way you can make up some of that slack, because them big fish, you can't just pull them in. I mean, that's one of the things. And then try to keep it smooth when you're doing it, you know. No jerky actions and stuff like that, because that's when you'll lose those big ones, is when you go to jerking on them and stuff like that. And then, you know, that thing made, I guarantee you, that fish yesterday, he was pretty stout, because it took us a good solid 10 minutes to get him in. So
right.
It was, you know, and that's the fun stuff. Whenever you get them up there close to the boat, you see them, and then they make a run, and it's like, okay, here we go again.
Everybody in the boat goes, oh, that is a real good one.
Yeah,
don't
buddy.
Lose him. We got to see him. We're not losing.
Exactly. There ain't no doubt, you know. And then like the, you know, dad yesterday, he was asking, well, and why did we turn those loose? Well, number one, they're the best brood stock there is. There's good breeders and stuff like that. Lay more eggs, have bigger fish in the lake, da-da-da. All that good stuff, and they're not good table fare to me.
No.
You know, some people like them, but I've not found a big one like that I like yet. You know, and it's like redfish, those big bull reds. You know, they're fun to fight and all that good stuff, but they're just not that good to eat. You know, it's It's one of those things where the smaller the better on reds and those big blue cats like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like with me, up to about 10 pounds is a good eating fish, but then anything beyond that is just too much, you know. It's just they get those layers of fat in there, and they just start tasting they start tasting muddy, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, so they do. They get a mud taste to them, turn into mud cats. Yeah,
that's it. And so you just let them go. I mean, good night. Oh, yeah. You don't have to have them bigger rascals, you know. That's one of the things. But and plus, I don't have any way of cleaning those big fish. Those big rascals like that, you need a tree. You hang them out of a tree and start skinning on them, and it takes forever to get all the fat cut out of them and stuff like that when you do it. Because trust me, I've cleaned several big ones over my lifetime, and it's a pain in the rear is what it amounts to. So you spend an hour cleaning on one fish, and it's just not worth what you're getting off of there anyway. So it's all good, but that's then like them hybrids, you know, there's some nice little schools running around, but I think it's just it's just a super early bite, you know. It's like right at daylight for about the first hour or so, and then they're shutting down. Because yesterday we ran around there and I hit a couple of spots. One spot it was loaded with bait, and I just, you know, there was some fish there, but there just wasn't enough, you know. And then I ran over and hit this other spot. There was a little bit of bait and a whole lot of fish. So it's just like, good night. This totally opposite of what you're looking for most of the time. Most of the time you're looking for the biggest portion of bait that you can find out there. And then you'll find the fish kind of mixed in. Well, it's just kind of opposite. I guess those smaller hybrids are keeping that bait just scattered out. Because what I was noticing is you'd have these big bait balls come through, and you could see fish darting in and out of them. So they were, you know, they were busting them up pretty good. But and then they just kind of scattered out and left on me. Now, I didn't hang around and waste a bunch of time looking for them anymore, but once they started shutting down, we made a few passes along this little stretch where they were, and once they shut down, I just said, "Hey, I'm not going to do like I did yesterday. Not going to waste a whole bunch of time looking for them unless y'all want to do it. And if y'all want to hang around and do it, we can do it. But I just don't want to take away from anything else." So it's we hung around there a little bit and made a couple of nice passes through some different depth ranges, because that's what I'll do. I'll start off at, say, yesterday I started off at 25 feet and moved up to, say, 22 feet of water, and then I moved back out to 25, 26, just trying to go along these ridge lines and stuff like that, where it drops off and that bait's kind of traveling through. And you make those passes like that, and a lot of times what they'll do is the sun comes up, they move from the shallow water to the deeper water. So as they make that transition, you can usually catch them like that. Well, like I say, yesterday it was just about an hour's worth, and they were done. I mean, just absolutely done. So I just could not get them to bite for nothing. But it is what it is. And this, you know, like I say, this time of year, it's almost unheard of that they're biting, but they're still doing it. And I'm going to keep on chasing them rascals. So, but today we're going to do a little catfishing and stuff like that, not even worry about the hybrids, and just see what we can come up with on that. And then tomorrow I'm going to be doing some bass fishing, so get back in that groove too. And then next week I'll be over at Coletta Creek. So it's next time we talk, I'll be down there in South Texas. So it's one of them.
You do that every year, man. Every year.
Yeah, go down there and give them a shot. See what all I can come up with. Maybe I can catch me some crappie down there this time of year, like I always do. A lot of small ones, but there's a lot of bass down there too. So I'll be chunking at them rascals also. So it's one of them things. It's like last year I run across one of them little structures that they had out there, and I think I caught a bass on almost every cast with a little crankbait out there chunking at them. So, you know, it's just fun when you kind of figure out a little pattern like that. You know, granted, they weren't no giant bass, but they were fun to catch. fish. You know, anytime you're catching them every cast, it's fun. It doesn't matter how big they are. So it's it's one of them things. That's and it's weird that with as many bass that are over there at that little lake, they don't. I haven't seen them schooling on the surface. I mean, that's just kind of a strange thing. Usually, when you get a big population of smaller bass, they'll school on the surface early in the morning or late in the evening, something like that, chasing bait around and stuff. But I just hadn't seen that over there yet. Maybe it'll happen this year, but it's one of them things. And then, it's just a hoot when you catch them like that, because you can throw several different baits at them when they're on top, like a popo, or you can throw I used to throw a tube on the jig head at them all the time. You can take that little shad assassin, chunk it out there, and just kind of jerk it along with no weight, and then they'll eat it up, because that's what they're doing. They're chasing shad, and with that thing darting side to side on top, it's a blast, because that's like one year I was up at Buck Cannon, and we were catching the heck out of those stripers up there. They were schooling on the surface. And, I mean, when I say they were schooling on the surface, there was a school of fish. I guarantee you, this school of fish was three-quarters of a mile wide and about 2 miles long. I mean, crazy. You could not get out of them. And every time you duck your head down, it sounded like you was in the middle of a washing machine. And they were knocking water in the boat. That's what's I mean, you sit there and you're getting wet while you're catching fish, because they're just junking water up in the boat. And it got to the point where I think you could have thrown just a bare hook out there and caught those rascals. But, we just tried everything under the sun. Chunk a spinnerbait at them, chunk a shad assassin at them, chunk a buzzbait at them, chunk a popar out there. You chunk a popar out there, you get one on each hook. That was just funny as heck.
That's what you call in them right there, buddy. That's in them.
Yes, sir. There ain't no doubt about it. You could load it up up there at Buck Cannon, it happens pretty often. Normally if you get an overcast day around Labor Day weekend, they're up like that. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen this year now that that lake's almost full, or right at full, since it's everything over there's got all that water and stuff. But one thing I did notice is it's all kind of off color right now, so it's got to settle down. It'll probably take a good month to settle down and
it can't do anything but help all these lakes that got replenished. That's
you're not kidding. I mean,
better times
no doubt
ahead, buddy. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you and book a trip or come over to Conroe and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you, man?
All right, Mickey, you want to get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. You fishing today?
Yes, sir. We're going to do some catfishing.
All right. Go get them, man. Good luck to you.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Y'all have fun.
See you, buddy. All right. Now let's run down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
how
man.
Are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Get ready to fight the elements, and then I'll have some days off.
Yeah.
A little tired. What are we looking at weather-wise?
There's no dog days of summer. They're throwing a 30, maybe 40% chance of rain in there. It's depends on where you're at. It could be 100%, but there's a few storms out in the Gulf this morning. There was one good one built up in Trinity Bay and naturally headed south of me, went across Smith Point and to Bolivar. But winds are down. That's a good thing. No wind to contend with. There is quite a bit of moisture out in the Gulf, between, Texas and Louisiana over off their coast, but nothing threatening to us yet.
Well, the skies looked dark toward y'all yesterday, but we didn't have anything over here.
We didn't get anything. We had that little bit yesterday morning, but Other than that, nothing but, to write home about.
We started out with about a, 15 mile an hour south wind. I was wading yesterday and went to the first three spots where I've been catching them, and they were all trashed. And went to three other spots, and we caught fish at all three spots. Yeah. So the guys out there drifting were struggling, and we had a pretty good day wade fishing.
Well, that's good.
We've got a lot of shrimp on our shorelines over here right now, a lot.
And it's kind of early for that.
Our north shoreline's full of shrimp. Awesome. I was killing a shrimper yesterday. They're having a problem finding shrimp around here. I said, you think you're looking in the wrong place.
Go shallow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I keep hearing stories of the surf. I don't see how in the hell anybody got in there yesterday, and somebody's telling me they've just been catching them every day this week in the surf. So I guess they are.
Well,
but other than that,
some
it's just
those
the
storms
same.
In the Gulf this morning. There's some right out from Galveston that could threaten the west end coastline earlier, this morning.
It's kind of looks like it's going to
skirt right down the west end, moving your way, but all of it's offshore right now. It's not inland. We'll see.
Well, we've got a big group out of Binks Lodge today, so we're going to try to take care of them. Do the best we can. Wading is best over here. I can tell you, every time I go wade fishing, we're catching them. You just don't have that many people that want to wade anymore.
No.
It's crazy.
Nope, and there's a lot of... I checked about 2 weeks ago just to check the Vibrio. I punched it in, and it showed 11 cases in Galveston County. Now, that was two weeks ago, compared to only two by the same time frame the year before. But I punched in again yesterday, and that's all it has on there is 11 cases. I know in Louisiana, they had four people die over there from Vibrio.
Golly, I haven't heard anything.
I don't know any particulars on it, whether it was the intestinal kind or, regular exposure, Vibrio you get from in the water with cuts on you or something like that. I don't know. But
yeah. But it always happens when we're having these westerly winds, it seems like.
Well, the currents slow down and water gets a little more stagnant, and then we've had a lot of freshwater influx and all the bacteria from that, and it just all coincides, and it just makes an unstable environment water-wise.
Yeah. Well,
it just seems more prevalent these days than it used to. We never really heard about this stuff back in the day.
No.
Not like we do now.
No, I'd get a fever blister on my lips, and I was always patting the water, touching that damn fever blister.
Let that salt water.
And
that
would heal it.
Yeah, we had a cut on us. My grandma and all of them, hey, go sit in the surf a little bit and let that salt water cure that cut for you. Okay,
yep.
Grandma?
Yep. Hey, I didn't get the Astros
water
down here.
Cut on you. Do what?
Tell me about the Astros.
Well, it was a really good game. I mean, it was a great pitching game for both starters, and Hunter Brown looked really good. And they played a little small ball in the seventh inning and then scored a run to tie it up 1-1. And then we lost it in the 10th, 2-1.
Damn. How'd our new boys look?
Well, Jesus Ramirez, he had a couple of hits. He was playing left field last night, and he made a I guess he learned from Altuve how to make base running mistakes, because both of them, that could have cost us, losing those two runners on base like we did. Altuve, he did his normal stunt, getting caught off first base, and Ramirez tried to go to third when he should have stopped at second, and, things like that. But he had a couple of hits. Correa never got a hit. He hit a smoker to center field. The guy made an unbelievable catch on it. It should have been a double at least, but robbed him of that. I mean, Jeremy Pena came in first three at bats, boom, bam, boom, three singles in a row. So he hadn't lost anything. Now, he did go out after the bottom of the eighth with a hamstring cramp, they said. So I hope that's So they slid Correas over to short and put Urias on third for the remainder of the game. But they say it's no big deal, nothing to see here. So hopefully they're right. We've heard that story before.
Yeah.
But
oh, well. We got some hope there.
You know, that was our only run, was that solo shot that Walker hit. Just couldn't get anybody home, buddy. But they did some bunting and moving runners over, and a sacrifice fly scored their run to tie it up. So kind of had a playoff atmosphere to it, you know, Boston and the Astros.
What did Bregman do to us?
Bregman, I think he had a couple of hits. But that's the first game we've lost in their stadium since 2022.
Really?
Holy
cow.
Yeah, I was really surprised. They brought that stat up later in the game when we lost. But anyway. All right, Charlie, we'll go fight them elements, man. Enjoy that nice west wind at 5 to 10 you got this morning. Looking into the sun while you're fishing. That'll be great. And
great.
All right, buddy. We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and hang out with you.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend, man.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.